Hello?
John?
Yes, sir, Jack.
Hello?
President, how are you?
Oh, I got a bad cold, John.
I understand you have.
Lots of problems.
I understand Walter's under the weather.
Got a hypertension. Blood, heart, but he had police arrest a week ago on tomorrow's charge. And they picked him up once before in 59, according to information we're just now getting. And the Republican National Committee and the water people called every reporter in town. UP is running a big story on it. Janitor out to old soldier's home.
Of water?
Yeah.
Got him, Matty. And they've got him?
Yeah, yes, he's on a ticket now. You'll see it, I imagine, on 10 o'clock here.
Well, I don't want to bother you with talk like that. Let me tell you what's happened down here on one problem. You perhaps have already made up your mind. I don't want to add to your troubles. I know you got lots of them. After my meeting in Dallas with these 225 business people, they got the word last weekend about a dinner in Dallas. They had a breakfast yesterday morning. Tom Suggs came to San Antonio last night and told me that they had a quota of 600 tickets up there. Yesterday morning, in 30 minutes, they sold $113,000 worth of tickets at one meeting yesterday morning. I understand today they've sold 700 in Dallas alone. But I understand, of course, this is a statewide dinner, which you know I won't go into all the details on it, but I understand you just said you're not going to go.
Well, I never heard a thing about it until yesterday afternoon. They came in and said we were having a fundraising. Fort Worth or some kind of breakfast in Dallas. And I said, we can't do that. There's two or three reasons why we can't. But the important one is we cannot look like that we killed Kennedy in Dallas and I'm going down and they're going to give me a lot of money. I just think that everybody I talk to thinks it would be revolting. Most of them think I made a terrible mistake for going back to Dallas. But I think you got to go back sometime. And I think that you ought to go back and keep your chin up and march in and show them that you don't believe that they're all thugs.
Uh-huh.
But when I do it for consideration, everybody thinks that it was just the end of it.
Yep.
Now, when I got that word, I told Jack to call Hunter and call him and ask him why in God's world he would book me on a fundraising dinner that I never heard of. Well, Hunter said, well, he mentioned that he's going to have a reception or a dinner, and I said, fine. Now, what he said to me was that he wanted to arrange for our day, our plans up there, and I said, that's good, that's fine. You get a hold of Jack Valenti, you all work out what plans you want me to do, and I said, look it. Now, I never heard of a fundraising dinner. Nobody mentioned that to me. And if I had, the first time I heard of it, I had the same reaction. I'm afraid people would think that it's just a payoff, and I think it'll be looked upon, it'll be bad for Dallas, it'll be bad for me.
Yeah.
In the light of this thing, because I've just gone hell all the last 2 days for going to Dallas at all.
Oh.
And they think I'm bringing up all the memories, I'm retracing the same steps, had me going to Fort Worth first, and then over to Dallas, just like Kennedy did. And I don't know, we'll talk about it till tomorrow, and I'll do anything you think it ought to do after you look at it.
Well, I assume that was probably your reasoning. I don't want to argue with your judgment. All I want to tell you was that it will be a success. I can understand that reasoning. I have pretty much the same reaction, at least it occurred to me, that you might feel that way about it, and I don't know.
The two reasons, really, I don't want to. One is, I think that they will. That'll be the interpretation be placed on it.
Yep.
Number two, I want to do some things if those people help me.
Yep.
I want to do them in December, and I don't want to do them for consideration.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're willing to help you. All I want to do, I suspect what I'll have to do if you call it off, I think I better go up there and talk to them. and explain as best I can why it's being called off. I'm not trying to assess any blame for it. I think, in fairness to Hunter and George and the rest of them, they thought it had been cleared because they're sure not as hell. They're sure not going to do anything that you don't want done, and they don't want to do anything that cause you any trouble. And but you've got, we've got a support in Dallas that you've never had in all your political history, and I don't want to see it go down the drain. And I don't know that it will. Everybody
why
else thinks.
Why don't you get on that plane tonight and march on up here? You sure are needed, my friend.
Well, God, it's so close. We got so many problems here. I thought I'd just wait and visit with you Saturday and see what I can do to be helpful.
Right. Don't you think this thing is a bombshell?
I think there's some element of danger in it, for both reasons. As you know, I did not know it had been set up until.
No, I mean the Walter thing.
Well, yes, I do.
Could you believe it?
It's hard to believe, but it's damn hard to believe.
Did you ever have any indication of it?
No, I would have to say not. No, I find it hard to believe.
You sound like you might have had some intuition.
Oh, not really. No, not really. I can't say that. There have been times, very, very fleeting times when I detected some gestures and some mannerisms that might have indicated it, but nothing ever really to justify me giving a second thought to it. I must say I'm very surprised.
Well, I don't think I have any choice once I know the facts, but what they have resigned you.
None whatever.
And I'll do it tonight, don't you think so?
Yes, sir. None whatever. You have no choice.
Suppose we just say, well, he's had a nervous breakdown, and he's sick, and all these facts come out.
I think that's about all you can say.
Well, but suppose we don't say he's resigned.
Oh, I think you're going to have to say that. I don't think you can cover it up. If hell, if the facts are out, you don't have any choice. It's just one of those tragic things, but you don't have any choice. None whatever. Not at all.
What's the political effect of it? On top of Baker.
It'll be harmful, but not not appreciably so. Difficult to evaluate it in a moment, but it'll obviously be harmful because you'll have them now. They'll be digging up the Sumner Wells thing, and at least in their private conversations, you know, and talking about communists and homos and everything else that infiltrated the government, and all that sort of thing, tying into the morals business. And although they've been talking about morals in a completely different light, but. It can't help, certainly. No question but you about that. It'll be harmful. I think your only answer to it is to be swift and decisive in your actions. That's all you can do.
If you have any other thoughts, call me at the White House switchboard in New York.
Archer.
And I'll see you on the weekend. I'll do anything that you think ought to be done.
Archer.
Just go on. If you think they ought to go up there, we'll just go and get it that far along. Maybe we've got to go.
I'll give some more thought to
it. I haven't got any throat left.
Well, don't talk to me, God Almighty. Just, and Mr. President, let me also, while I've got you on the phone, suggest one other thing to you. And I don't know, I know what you're going through within reason, because we went through it in 41, we went through it in 48, and they're all tough. I would very strongly recommend to you that you knock out your Sunday thing, your Sunday trip to Laredo and Corpus. I just don't think it's that important to you. I don't think it'll get you a damn vote. You'll get good crowds. But you don't need to do it, and both politically and personally, you need to rest on Sunday. And particularly with the sort of thing that's coming up right tonight, I would not go anywhere else on a Sunday. And let me also suggest, just give you something to think about tonight. You've got 2 weeks left. Again, the only place you're vulnerable at all is on the moral thing, the character thing. The thing for you to do now is to close ranks. The only way you answer that is not directly, but in your demeanor, in the image that you create. I would very strongly suggest that you think tonight and tomorrow about making Ms. Johnson go with you and the girls go with you wherever you go and not let them go independently of you. Leave the impression now that they're not all four of you out running in every direction just grabbing votes, and I'm putting it crudely to make a point, but that you're consolidating your family, your husband and your wife and your two daughters. You are an American family. And I think you ought to give some thought to this tonight.
Well, she's going to do it except on one engagement in Pennsylvania, a day in Texas. She's going to be with me in all the other travels, but she's Lucy's got, they booked her each week.
But it's something for you to think about. I feel pretty strongly about it, but I know you got a speech tonight and I don't want to bore you with it, but I think this is the greatest answer you can give. If you present that you do two things. One, you draw your family as close to you as you can. You travel together as a unit. You appear together as a unit. You're photographed together as a unit, particularly in the light of what's happened here tonight. And secondly, that you cut out all your Sunday appearances except perhaps travel from one place to another. Because you don't need it. You don't need it. You're way ahead. What you got to do now is be damn sure you don't make a mistake.
Okay. Bye.
Gotcha.
Bye.